Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. The title is How Can I Rewrite My Story from Negative to Positive? Well, lots of things have been happening. We are getting older. We start thinking about why we do what we do, what prompted us to go there and all that. And I am also in that phase learning more about myself. So I was asking, you know, why would I want to rewrite my story? How do I do it? What are the benefits? How does it change the way I look at it or tell it? That's my story. Is it the truth? Is it my truth? Or is it my perception? And those are all amazing questions. It's just so important that we change our story. And why is it actually? Let me give you a personal example to demonstrate the why, the how, and the highlight of the benefits. But first, let me share with you who I am. My name is Denise Thompson, and I have the honor to guide my clients to their optimal health, which includes body, mind, and finances. And so I've come across many a times limited thinking, limiting beliefs, including my own, to be honest. And I started looking for different things. How can I best help them and guide them and explain to them that I too went through personal transformation in changing my story? Rewriting our story has been huge over the last few years. I mean, many mentors talk about it, and I've been exposed to this subject now for at least 3 years. And I've been having a hard time. Negative influences can be let go. Positive ones can be created. And that was so hard to understand. And I go, my goodness, how can you do that? This is the way I was raised. This is what my parents always told me. This is the way my siblings treated me. This is the way. This is the way. And I took it as the gospel truth. Well, as Mom usually said, the soup is not eaten as hot as it's cooked, meaning before you say something or make up your mind about certain things, think about it, give it a little bit of time to cool off, and then the soup tastes better, you don't burn your mouth, and everything goes so much better. So when we hear something over and over and over again, don't we start believing it no matter what? So let's question this and change it, what we think and believe, to set us free and empower us to become the best version of ourselves. So presently, I am very fortunate that I'm taking a course with Dean Graziosi, and he is using the Joe Stump 7 Levels Deep exercise to help us figure out what's going on with us, what shackles we need to release, how we can get unstuck from the limited beliefs, and that we can move forward. So let me tell you, it was really an awakening moment. I did it twice for myself, and I realized that I tried to sugarcoat things and to make it look better than it was. And then it was like a miracle for me. It happened that in the course, I said something. I typed it in to communicate, and a person said, I would love to help you. Done that. I'm very clear. I know what's going on. And I go, okay, let's do it together. So we did it. And what came out is were my limiting beliefs and my negativity that I had in certain areas, and my lack of confidence and self-doubt came in. Not lack of self-doubt, but real self-doubt came in. And man, it was so revealing and so empowering to find that out, because we did go 7 levels deep. So I just go, all right. The person asked me, what is important to you about becoming successful? And I told her what I thought. And then she said, why is this important to you? And I gave her that answer. She goes, wait, you're not quite there. You need to answer it to the first why that you answered. And then the third level answered the second why, and the fourth level, the fifth, the third why, et cetera, et cetera. And it went on and on. And to just, wow, to come to realization that I perceive things in one way, and realizing that my family did not mean harm. They meant well. They were jealous to some degree, but they wanted to protect me so I didn't have to experience what they went through. Well, let's be raw about this. I was born a few years after World War II. And of course, at that time, there were a lot of things that people could not do because they didn't follow the structure to go there, or they didn't have the schooling to do certain things, or they had to help at home more with raising the family and gardening or whatnot. And I was one of those people who was put in charge. Once I was 10 years old, I started raising my brother and then my sister and then my younger brother, the youngest one. So the last three of my siblings, I helped raise on a pretty high level. And I was still a kid myself. And the one that's only 3 years older than I am, well, he was considered a superhero, a genius type thing. That's the way I perceived it, okay? And he was always better than I was. My perception again. And through that 7 level deep, I realized my dad told me categorically, no, I cannot do this. And what is this? I had a dream to become a professional musician. I practiced every day, 6 to 8 hours playing the piano, and I wanted to get somewhere and be seen and heard. I felt like I was invisible most of my life. And my dad said, absolutely not. I am not going to allow you to be a starving artist. I wanted to sing in the opera. I actually got accepted. But then it started interfering with my schedule because my dad said, you should become a nurse. That's a safe future for you where you can put bread on the table and pay your bills. And I was always raised to honor and respect your parents, your elders, and do as they say, not questioning them. I'm not saying this is correct nowadays, but that's the way I was raised, and that was to the best of their knowledge. So I applaud them for that. But it took me till this week when I did the 7 level deep with somebody who'd know me, but was in the course and was trustworthy, and I was able to open up truthfully. So all the things that I was told I couldn't do didn't really have anything to do with me, my skills, my devotion, my dedication, my desire, anything like that. It had to do with my parents and my siblings who were raised a little bit different than I was. And I go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And things started to just opening up in my head. And once I realized that my parents did whatever they said, whatever they did, be it yes, be it no, to whatever I wanted to do, came out of love from them to me, and they wanted to protect me. See, my dad married when he was 23, and my mom was 19. She got pregnant immediately after their wedding night, and her firstborn was stillborn. That would have been my brother. Then the next year I was born, and when I was 10 months old, my mom passed. She was just 21 when she passed, and I was 10 months old. Then I went to my grandma till my dad remarried the person my biological mom had suggested he should go and ask, because they were friends from church. And so he did do that, and she said yes and took me in and raised me. I call her my bonus mom. She has an amazing, huge heart, just like her mother, always there to help people, always there to make the best out of the situation according to what they know and realize is best or was best. My grandma has passed quite a few years ago. She would be probably 123 right now. So, yeah, she's been gone about 23 years. And my bonus mom will be 91 in June. So there's a big difference in age. I'm getting close to 70, but still, you know, it makes a huge difference. But the fact that she took me in as her own proves that she loved me. So through that exercise, I realized that everything I considered was mean. And when I found out at the age of 10 that the two wedding pictures with my dad and the woman in the picture was not the same woman, and I questioned it, and I finally was told that the first one was my biological mom and the other one was my bonus mom, I got angry. I mean, at 10 years old, come on, who comprehends that? I got angry, and I decided my biological mom would never have done that. She would have let me do this. She would have let me do that. And I started to rebel against certain things for a while. And what my bonus mom did, she just prayed over it. She continued loving me, and she was never mean to me. Not on purpose for anything. However, I did get a few things done that I wanted to do, and I made my choice without their permission, because I was an adult, to come to the United States almost 42 years ago to learn English, and I've stayed here ever since, met my husband. We'll have our 41st anniversary in June, which is soon. So I've had a lot of blessings. But what I realized during that time, I got an AA degree, I got a BA degree. I got a master's in education. I became a best-selling author with a stress reduction book. I'm a certified health agent, or if you want to say certified transformational health and wellness coach. And the last three, the book, the master's, and my profession, were questioned by my parents. The last one, not by my dad, because he was already gone. He passed this year. Actually, in 12 days, he passed 10 years ago. But he questioned me when I got my master's. And he said, "Where did you buy your degree from? There is no way you could have done that." Why did he say that? It was not really to hurt me. I thought it was, but it wasn't. It was his perception, because he couldn't do what he wanted to. He wanted to study to be at a higher level than being a business person. There's nothing wrong with being a business person, but things were perceived differently at his time. So he wanted to be more, and he couldn't go and study because they didn't have the money. And he had to help at home too. So that was a bad one. Then just when my book came out and it became a bestseller on Amazon and I shared it with my mom, she goes, "Oh my goodness, who wrote that book for you? There is no way you could write that book." And I go, "Look at it. It has my name on it. It has my title on it. I wrote this book. Yes, I got some guidance, but I wrote the book." "Well, I don't believe it. You couldn't have done that." Well, it made me think. And the seven level deep questions with the person who did it with me got me to the point where I had to ask myself, is there any jealousy in this that my bonus mom never got to write a book? I can guarantee you with all the good deeds and everything she's done, and she's always there to help everyone still nowadays, she has more than one book inside of her, but she never wrote one. Was that the thing? So I am not sure what's going on. I just go, okay, I need to overcome those things and not feel my head that they're in my brain telling me I cannot do things because they were not able to do it. But I am actually able to do it. And so this exercise actually freed me from the shackles I felt I was in for 68 years. That is so tough. And actually, what else happened is my brother, who's 3 years younger, was a doctor who always came across, according to my perceptions, that he was better than I was. He actually, over the last 10 years or so, asked me for help when he came over here for a medical conference where he was a speaker to polish his speech in English, because he said, "Your English is so much better than mine, and you know the colloquialisms and you know the medical terminology because you worked as a nurse in Switzerland and you worked in the medical field in the United States. So please help me." That was a first. And I go, wow, does he start recognizing that I am somebody? And there were many more things like that. And now that I'm unshackled from all that negativity, that was not meant as being mean, but that was there to protect me, to help me, to do something that they knew was better and safer for me than going out and venturing out in music and whatnot. Well, maybe my dad was right. Maybe I am not that talented, especially when I listen now to my nephew, who just got his bachelor's degree in music, and he composed a song and played it and sang it. And I have to say, he is so much more developed in music than I am. He knows the music history. He knows the theory. He knows the practical applications. I know how to play, but I don't know everything he does. So now I'm at peace with myself. I'm finally at peace. And now I can move on. So that's the same when I help my clients. I learn now how to move on. So now I can guide them deeper and better and maybe use the seven levels deep exercise with them when they're stuck somewhere. Because when we want to get healthy and we have some limiting beliefs that, oh, no diet works. Well, you know what? I tend to agree. Diets, and for me, it's kind of like when you look at the word, take the first three letters, it says to die. And the T almost looks like a cross. So, no, I don't want to die on the cross. I never would, but I don't want to die. And so I want to change my lifestyle, which I have, and quite a bit, from being very unhealthy and being in a size 18 to being quite healthy in a size 4 and doing better and better. I started exercising. I started at 5 miles on my bike 4 times a week. And for the last week and a half or 2 weeks, I'm doing 20 miles 4 times a week. That's 80 plus miles. It's usually 20, 20 and a half, 21, 20, 21 and a half miles that I do each time. So that's 80 plus miles per week. You can tell my legs are reshaping. My glutes are reshaping. My mentality is, my mental state is so much better, and I feel free. So it all starts with mindset. Once we have that under control, then we can work more easily on our body and other areas. So I don't believe in diets, but I believe in a healthy lifestyle. And teaching people how to eat healthy, kind of what is healthier than other things, how much fat and stuff. I mean, it's amazing. We have so many wonderful plans that help people to get to their optimal health. And once they're there, we can optimize it even more with adding the exercise to it to feel better and healthier than we ever did. And you know what? I'm getting to the point where, number one, I am free from my shackles since Tuesday. Ah, what a great feeling. Number two, I know what I'm going to do in addition to being the health agent I am, and know now how to work even deeper with the mindset with my clients to allow them to get free from their shackles or limiting beliefs. Oh, I was always heavy. There's nothing I can do. I just need to live with it. Well, that is simply not true. And I'm a prime example about it. Also, I get distressed because I experienced it for myself. Every pound of fat we carry extra on our body puts 4 pounds on pressure on our joints, be it hip, knees, ankles. And that makes a huge difference because all that excess can cause even more arthritis or other joint issues. And by releasing it and feeling happy and healthy, we don't have that. So I just want to encourage you, if you want to learn something, you're not quite happy where you're at and you would like to do something else, find somebody you trust but who does not know you too well. Google the 7 levels deep exercise by Joe Stump, S-T-U-M-P. It's in the transcript. And go through it and realize what you can do to feel better about yourself, to give more to others, and to become the best version of yourself. So I said that I wrote a bestseller already, a little stress reduction book, but now I'm going to write another book, and it's going to be bigger. It's going to be a real book about kind of like past, present, and future, who I was, who am I being, and who do I want to become. And I can, you know, kind of, it's kind of, I have to decide whether it's a memoir or a biography or an autobiography. I'm not quite sure which one, so I will research that. But just going through those phases and stating what I experienced, what I believed, and how my belief through that 7 levels deep exercise has changed and set me free, knowing that I can do anything I set my mind and my heart to doing it. It's actually the heart that needs to rule and not just the mind. Oh, by the way, when you Google the Joe Stump's 7 levels deep exercise, then it pops up with a few different things. And it says there also that Dean Graziosi hired Joe to help him promote his work, his new book, Millionaire Success Habits. And Joe did this exercise with him to understand Dean's true why for writing the book. The idea of 7 levels deep is to ask 7 consecutive questions. and the two of them did it together. And there is a video about that. So when you Google it, you'll get everything there. And below, you'll see that there is a video. Watch it. It's a couple of lines below. It says, videos of Joe Stump's 7-level deep exercise. And the first one is with Dean Graziosi. And he is an amazing mentor. He has gone from nothing to multimillionaire. And it's not that everybody has to become a millionaire or multimillionaire, but he is free of all his shackles that he experienced as a child. When you listen to this 7 to 8 minute video, you will realize why it resonates with me so much. Because again, as I said, my perception was that the four kids that were born after me that were from my bonus mom and my dad, their biological children, were always better than I was, even though I was my dad's love child because I was from his first love, the only one who was alive. So we need to pay attention that we don't misinterpret things that are happening actually for us and not even to us. And that's why I suggest everybody, no matter who you are and where you want to go, everybody can use a little bit more clarity in their mind to live a better life, to be more free, and to let go of negativity and transform it into positivity. So I hope this really has helped you a little bit. As I said, we want to unleash the shackles. We want to get rid of them, and we want to get out of being stuck into being active and conducive. So I hope that I have encouraged you to do this exercise and grow through it, becoming a better version of yourself. And now the two gifts that I have for you. The first one is a free health goal strategy session. And the second one is you can sign up for my free email health newsletter that I mail out weekly with good activity, healthy activity, a healthy recipe, and some other health information that could behoove you to read and help you further on. To get those, or to get one of them or both, write to me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net. And that's also in the transcript, so you can highlight, copy and paste into the URL. Or you can voicemail or text me to 562-335-4956. And I will not answer the phone. That's why I say voicemail or text until you are in my phone directory. And then when we make an appointment to talk, I will answer the call because then I'll be prepared. I just want to respect everybody's time and be prepared for a call and not just take calls at liberty and then babble around and not hone in to what you actually want to achieve. So I hope that too is going to be of benefit to you. And I am so super excited. I really, really hope that you guys take me up on that exercise. It is public, so I can share it. And as I said, Google it. It's on Amazon and some other areas. And do it. And then share with me what you found out. I would want to celebrate with you the new discovery that you have found. All right. I wish everyone a most wonderful rest of the week. And until next Thursday again, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And take that step. Discover yourself and how amazing you are. Take care.